Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. The 41st Telluride Bluegrass Festival took place last month. KVNF Pickin' DJ Lou Wren attended and had a chance to sit down with one of the festival's favorite longtime performers, Sam Bush. Stay tuned for that interview. But first, we're going to hear Sam's song, Sailin' Shoes.
Doctor, I feel so bad. This is the worst day I've ever had. Having this misery, misery, a very long time. You if I live on the line, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will clap and cheer when you put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes.
to put on your sailing shoes. I said, everyone, put on, your sailing shoes.
Question is, who got you started playing music?
Really, my parents. I grew up on a farm in Kentucky. My mom played the guitar some. My dad played mandolin and fiddle, so fiddle was his love. But they encouraged, I had four sisters, they encouraged us all to play music. And you know how you hear about the old thing of, you know, grow up and get a real job? Well, our parents were farmers, and they were happy for us to leave the farm and find an easier way of life. So I know that I did. I know music isn't always easy, but it sure is easier than, you know, working on a 330-acre farm.
No kidding. Yeah, I was going to say, if you weren't playing music today, what would your career be, you think?
I might have been a farmer. I mean, yeah. I'm not sure, because that's what I knew, and respect to my parents and what they did for a living, and maybe I would have been a farmer. I don't know. It might have evolved around music, because if I had, I didn't go to college. I moved straight up from Bowling Green, Kentucky, up to Louisville, 120 miles north, and I started playing in bluegrass bands 5-6 nights a week. So I guess my college was playing in bars for a living, and then that manifested itself. But if I'd have gone to college, I would have been a high school band director, which my high school band director was one of the most influential people on me ever. So I think you can make a difference in people's lives by being a high school band director. So I might have would have been that, either that or a farmer.
Yeah.
Here's the song Plant Your Fields from Newgrass Revival, a progressive bluegrass band which was founded in 1971 and was composed of Sam Bush, Courtney Johnson, Butch Robbins, John Cowan, Bela Fleck, and Pat Flynn, among others.
My father said some things you learn I only do when it comes your turn. Everything comes around, so be ready if you can. Prepare your heart like the farmer turns his land, and you plant your fields when the spring is tender. When the summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest in the long cold winter. And then you right to my restless soul. Still wild and hungry, beyond control. For all that you dream, there's a time and a place. But you won't know it till it comes your way. And you plant your fields when the spring is tender. Summer beats down, you pray for rain. You hope for the harvest in the long cold winter. And then you plant your fields again. And you plant your fields again.
You've been listening to KVNF DJ Lou Wren's interview with bluegrass musician Sam Bush.
What are we going to do about kids not having music in schools? Speaking of, if that's your biggest influence, do you think, like, what? How can we get more inspiration for those kids? I'm a school teacher, so.
Well, there has to be funding, and there has to be funding for instruments and the music teachers. And I graduated from high school in 1970, but high school, once again, I had a wonderful band director named George Mills. I sang in the chorus. I played in the marching band. I played bass, violin, and orchestra band. Played drums in marching band. Sang in the chorus. There was even a course called Music Appreciation that I learned a lot about. Things I would have never learned about: Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, and jazz music. And to me, incredibly disappointing if there isn't music programs in school. I mean, music to me is important as physical education. I think you need them both just to get you out of that same seat you have to, you know, concentrate on math and English and speech and history, and it's all important, in biology. But I mean, I would shudder to think what my life would have been like if without any kind of music. And I wasn't, you know, the schools I was in, they weren't like music kind of schools and concentrated on music, but music was part of your program. So be very disappointed to me. My wife Lynn is basically a mathematician and an accountant, and numbers make so much sense to her. And she started taking piano lessons in her late 30s, early 40s. And realized that there was a part of her brain that she was really enjoying exercising. And so that helped me understand that I was always gifted in music, but it takes education and discipline to become a good musician. So I would really, I can't imagine a world in public schools without physical education or music.
Yeah, it's equanimity. So it was from school to your education in the bar world and in the party world. What would you say is one of your biggest challenges as being a traveling musician?
Well, I mean, when I first started out of high school, we weren't, as I do now, either fly or travel in a bus. Our biggest challenge was just getting to the gig. And we had, you know, we'd have these old cars, and one of the guys in the band named Courtney Johnson was an incredible mechanic. He kept our cars running. And I mean, I don't know if you could do that now. Now, I mean, in other words, I became a decent mechanic, but I don't know how to work on cars that have computerized parts. And so I don't know if you could just go down the road with one guy as a mechanic anymore. One of our biggest challenges was just, I think one of your largest challenges is to get there, because part of your job is getting to the job and making friends and you know, getting along with the people that are hiring you. And so that too is its own little art that I'm sure all the younger bands, younger than me, that are on this festival, they're all figuring out their own way to do it. And there isn't any one way, there's no one blueprint, but at least guys like me had the Beatles and the Stones and the Jefferson Airplane to look at the model of how they did things and how you make a business out of music. I mean, really, really the bottom line is music is what you love to do. And your love of music leads you here. That being said, and then you just have to figure out how to make a living at it. I remember when I was a kid, I played something for a friend of my dad's who played fiddle with Roy Acuff, and I played him a piece I'd written, and he liked it, and he said something that really rung true to me that I've thought a lot about over the years. He said, "Well, that sounds really good. Can you sell it?" And that's the interesting part. So here at Telluride, you have everything from, you know, people my age. You got, you know, I just happened to walk up and just play with Chris Thiele, my mandolin friend, and I'm older than Chris's parents, and so it's interesting here, especially here. You see all kinds of different musics that are being played, and can we sell it? Can we make a living at it? Well, that's the great part about now. We are all making a living at it, and so that's a fortunate situation, and it doesn't come by accident. All the bands here, all of us that do this, it comes from you know, putting time and discipline in on practicing your instruments and your voice, and getting better at your craft. Because that's the thing about this festival. Yeah, that's what it is. I love that we're all here because we love music and we want to get better at playing and singing. And if any of us here happen to do well within the world of music and show business, that's great. And we're all part of show business. But our part of show business comes out of playing and singing well. And so I'm really proud of that fact amongst this genre at this festival.
Yeah, and with that said, how do you see the future of bluegrass music? Is it like you've seen it the last 40 years at this festival evolve, and in the present day and in the past, what's the future?
It's hard to know, you know, in the world of bluegrass how that goes, but I hope that the horizons continue to expand, because, you know, you got great bands like now Nickel Creek has come back after a hiatus. You got the Punch Brothers. You got the infamous String Dusters. As you and I are talking, you can hear in the background Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Great group. And I see it, you know, that the musicianship is only expanding better and better. And, you know, 40 years ago, I was the youngest guy playing these festivals. And so I know how it feels to be excited about it and for that to be part of your love of music. And like I said earlier, you know, we're here because we love music. That we get to have applause and get paid, that's a perk. Because that we're here because we love music. And so I just see it as the musicianship is better and better and better over the years. And I'm really happy that I get to be part of it and listen to it and get to be part of the audience.
It's only getting better.
You've been listening to KVNF DJ Lou Wren's interview with bluegrass musician Sam Bush. Here's the song Love Someone Like Me from Newgrass Revival.
Someone like me, there ain't no place you should be
For people who are starting to play music now, people who you're inspiring in this crowd, what would you, is there like a slogan or a motto that you can encourage them on their life path with musicianship?
Just remember, as you progress as a musician, especially if you want to do it for a living, just remember that the reason you do this is because you fell in love with music, and that the sound of those instruments and the joy you get playing and singing, that's why you're doing it.
Okay, last question. This is my best question. What is the best thing happening in your hometown? Or, like, if you can't answer that, what's the best news you heard last little while?
Well, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. That we get a new baseball stadium next year.
Yee-hoo!
See, I love ball. The best thing in my hometown. It's hard, you know, it's hard to know because Nashville is a... Lynn and I moved there in 1980. We're both from Kentucky, so I too didn't grow up in Nashville, even though I moved there at age 28, and I've been there all these years. The most exciting thing about my hometown, and I guess I think of it more in terms of music and our music business there, is that I see better musicians moving to town. And like, I actually heard the other day that a band called Perry listens to Newgrass Revival. So, hey, glad to be in there somewhere. But once again, I think it's a great thing for our town of Nashville that we're getting better musicians and singers, and that comes through the evolution of young people. We need young musicians, and they're coming to Nashville. So that being said, our Nashville music scene, it's not just about country music. Obviously, we all know country music is the industry in that town. But part of it is Americana-style music that is now there. Folk music, bluegrass, gospel. We got it all. Great rock bands. We got everything. And so I'm proud of our town for having an incredible diversity within styles of music.
Great. Thank you, Sam Bush. It's nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Lou Wren's interview with bluegrass musician Sam Bush at this year's Telluride Bluegrass Festival. We're going to go out with one more song. This is I Wanna Do Right from Sam Bush's Lapse in 7 release.
Anybody home? Seemed like yesterday I was just standing on the corner waiting for the old bon ton. It never was a real job, a little work on the side, but it paid for this and that. Bought the baby some shoes and it kept us alive. Oh, what I wouldn't give to turn the timeline around and a tank, a tank of accordion. I wanna do right,
do right.
I don't wanna do wrong,
do right.
I wanna keep it simple,
do right.
I wanna keep it strong,
do right.
I need to help my brother and help the family rise up. I wanna do right,
do right.
I don't wanna do wrong. I never had a bowl of cherries, no, no. Now that ain't news. But I'd give anything to get back to that dirty
my brother and help the family rise up. I wanna do right. I don't wanna do wrong.
Been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Stay tuned. Coming up next, All Songs Considered.